KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Get Wild Root Cream Oil, Charlie. It keeps your hair in trim. You see, it's non-alcoholic, Charlie. It's made with soothing lanolin. You better get Wild Root Cream Oil, Charlie. Start using it today. You'll find that you will have a tough time, Charlie. Keeping all the gals away.
Hiya, Baldy.
Get Wild Root right away.
And don't forget, tomorrow, when you ask your grocer for the new Rinso, buy a cake of Life Boy at the same time. Life Boy's rich, purifying lather goes right after dirt and perspiration, leaves you feeling extra clean. So use Life Boy daily in your bath or shower. Remember, it's the only soap specially made to stop B.O.
Will all you jitterbugs just pull back the chairs, push back the rugs, and get set?
Settle back now, content, comfortable, well-fed, and ready for some fine entertainment. Is everybody happy? Then let's go. It's showtime.
And now to the top of the Biltwell Hotel for Flash Phillips and the music of the big bands.
We've set the Wayback Machine to 1952 for Location Seattle for a concert with Duke Ellington, kicking it off with Skin Deep.
We'll be right back.
Live in Seattle,
phenomenal
Duke Ellington.
Young trombonist who quit the conservatory in a prospective symphonic career to join us last year and expose himself to the various hazards that one encounters in the employments of this type of thing. Britt Woodman plays Sultry Serenade. Woodman. And now the internationally celebrated alto saxophonist Willie Smith plays Sophisticated Lady.
Thank you.
Willie Smith, and now Clark Terry, the great trumpeter, has chosen as his theme for variation Juan Tesol's Perdido.
Thank you.
We'll leave Seattle 1952 and head for New York.
All the big band greats generously served up on Big Band Swings.
To the 400 Restaurant Club, and taking us back to January 1946 for some Jimmy Dorsey.
How glad the many millions of Jacks and Joes and Williams would be to capture me. But you had such persistence, you wore down my resistance. I fell, and it was swell. You're my big and brave and handsome Romeo. But how you won me, I shall never, never know. I know that you're attractive, and oh, my heart grew active when you came into view. I've got a crush on you, sweetie pie, all the day and night time. hear me sigh. I never had the least notion that I could fall with so much emotion. Could you coo? Could you care for a cunning cottage? We could share the world, will pardon my mind. 'Cause I've got a crush, my baby.
Sammy, come change my oil.
Mm-hmm.
handful of numbers from Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra at the 400 Restaurant, January of 1946. The 400 Restaurant, New York City. That was How High the Moon. Right before that, Town Hall Tonight, Outer Drive, and a vocal with Dee Parker joining Dorsey. I've Got a Crush on You, and we began with Opus Number 1. On a lovely evening at the Avocado Room, high atop the well-built hotel, built well, with some Teddy Wilson, How High the Moon. Nero's Conception, done by Woody Herman and the gang, one of the Herds. Thank you. Good evening, Lee in the air chair for another session of the Big Band Swings program coming out of the Avocado Room, high atop the well-built hotel, built well on the campus of University of Louisiana at Lafayette. You know, sometimes you just step back and you wait a second. What a difference a day made. Sarah Vaughan.
What a difference a day made. 24 little hours brought the sun and the flowers where they used to be red. My yesterdays was blue, dear. Today I'm part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear. Since you said you were mine, what a difference a day makes. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss, it's heaven when you find romance on your menu. What a difference a day made, and the difference is you.
Remember Venus de Milo? Well, I've heard about her, but not, you know, just very beautiful person and one of these fabled persons. A lot of lot of classical lore there, but we've got a song named after Venus de Milo, and it's done by the Miles Davis, almost a nonet here. Let's count. You keep count. And from 1949, Miles Davis, leader and trumpet, J.J. Johnson on trombone, Sandy Siegelstein, French horn, John Barber, tuba, Lee Konitz, alto sax, John Lewis, piano, Nelson Boyd, bass, Kenny Clark, drums, and Jerry Mulligan, baritone sax. He also wrote Venus de Milo, Miles Davis and the Gang. '46 was a good year, a very good year for early bebop. We'll have some now with A Cent and a Half, and it is Red Rodney on trumpet, Al Haig on piano, Curly Russell bass, Stan Levy on drums, Neil Hefti arranged, and it's written by Dave Lambert and Buddy Stewart, who also do the bebopping on it, A Cent and a Half. Bye. The Big Band Swings program calls on the vocal stylings of, make sure I got the right one here, Bernie Park, Les Baxter, who was also an orchestra leader and arranger, Ginny O'Connor, Betty Beveridge, and Mel Torme. This is going to be Count 'em, Three Little Words.
To hear those three little words. Oh, what I'd give for that wonderful phrase. To hear those three little words. That's all I'd live for the rest of my days. And what I feel in my heart, I tell sincerely, no other words can tell it half so clearly as three little words, eight little letters, which simply mean I love you.
Louis Armstrong, Kid Ory. Lil Hardin, piano. Johnny St. Cyr, banjo. With the Muskrat Ramble on the Big Band Swings and Hot Fives program.
Hey, the Zydeco Stomp.
Get on your telephone and call somebody and tell them the Zydeco Stomp is on KRVS. Hi, I'm Herman Fuselier, inviting you to join me Saturdays from noon to 3 for the best in Zydeco blues and R&B on the Zydeco Stomp. You'll hear Gino Delafosse, Keith Frank, Travis Mott, Chris Ardoin, Bobby Blue Bland, B.B. King, Aretha Franklin, and you never know who may show up for the party. Barbecue and drink a few on the Zydeco Stomp from noon to 3 Saturdays only on KRVS 88.7 FM.
You don't need a stamp to enter the world of jazz. I'm DeJama Gagne, the host of Passport to Modern Jazz. Tuesdays at 10 p.m., I'm going to walk you through the gate and into the world of current jazz, back to New Orleans jazz earliest recordings, and won't leave out the Hammond B3.